The state Senate is expected to announce soon a date for a hearing on how the Cuomo administration responded to drinking water contamination in the Rensselaer County village of Hoosick Falls. It comes as new studies out this week show more harmful effects on mothers and their children from exposure to the chemical PFOA. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
The four studies, some done by Harvard researchers and published in leading journals, look at a class of human-made substances known as highly fluorinated chemicals. Those include PFOA, used in the manufacture of nonstick coatings on pots and pans, as well as fabric protectors, and found in the water in Hoosick Falls and other towns in eastern New York. Arlene Bloom is with the UC Berkeley-based Green Science Policy Institute.
These chemicals have some of the strongest bonds in the periodic table, and they basically never break down, so they stay around for millions of years. And there's been a lot of research showing health harm from these chemicals, several kinds of cancer, high cholesterol, obesity is all associated with exposure.
Two papers by Harvard researcher Philippe Grandachine look at the effects of PFOA on the immune systems of children. He found that very young children exposed to the chemical have a reduced immune response to vaccinations. And he found that as the children grow older, they have other problems as well. Bloom explains.
Have more colds, they have more gastroenteritis or stomach upsets. And his study a number of years ago found this was true of 3- and 4-year-old children, and now he's looked at the same group of children and found that this response persists into adolescence. So this is a very long-term response, and a lot of it starts in utero.
The other study found that women with high levels of PFOA in their blood could not breastfeed as long as women without high levels, indicating some kind of hormonal disturbance. The problems experienced in Hoosick Falls, where many residents have been found to have high levels of PFOA in their blood, likely from nearby manufacturing plants, appears to be just the tip of the iceberg. Similar highly fluorinated chemicals are contained in flame retardants used at airports and on military bases. They're used in trainings, and another study finds the runoff can end up in the water supply. Bloom says one immediate way to curb the chemicals is to use some other substance for trainings and save the actual chemicals for when there's a real need.
If there's a fire, perhaps we really need these chemicals, but they're used in practices where vast quantities are just washed into rivers, lakes, streams, and they percolate into groundwater. So they should not be used for practices, and I hope the military is looking for safer alternatives.
And a fourth study looks at EPA tests of 2/3 of the drinking water systems in the entire United States and finds that the drinking water of 6 million people has levels of the highly fluorinated chemicals that are above the current federal limits. Bloom says if EPA lowers its limits of acceptable levels of PFOA and related chemicals, as many have urged, then as many as 16.5 million people could be drinking potentially contaminated water. She says there is a solution, though. Find other water sources that have not yet been tainted by chemicals. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.